Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 2. Today's reading will start on verse 16 and we'll be ending the reading and the chapter on verse 23. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 16, "So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbath, for these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Christ Himself is that reality. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things. Their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body. For He holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it. You have died with Christ, and He has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world, such as, quote, don't handle, don't taste, don't touch, end quote? Such rules are mere human teachings about things that deteriorate as we use them. These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, pious self-denial, and severe bodily discipline. But they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires." Once again, that was Colossians chapter 2 verses 16 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth, shadows or reality. Which will you follow? The Colossians were giving ear to false teaching because it looked so pious, with harsh discipline, special ceremonies, angel worship, and a unique diet. These things appeared spiritual and wise, but they were only shadows. Following these human rules leads to pride. The reality is Christ. Following Him connects us to our Creator and leads to fulfillment. We don't need arrogance, trying to prove our worth by being better than others, because we are fulfilled by the source of life and love. Other religions and philosophies are not all wrong, they are shadows. All truth is God's truth. But our goal is not to follow the shadows that lead to pride. Only the living Christ can give us true fulfillment. Tragically, even many Christians follow the shadow of human rules and piety, living with arrogance and not overflowing love. As we talk to those who are following other religious rules or their own rules of living, we can affirm their longing for God and point them to the reality beyond the shadows. Jesus is fully God, and He lives in us, so we can have the fullness of God's love inside of us, living lives of overflowing joy. Connect to Christ and His life and live out that reality each day. Here are some things to ponder during your prayer time and to meditate on for the rest of the day. Honestly, are you more focused on the rules or on Jesus? Rules are still helpful. How can you follow God's rules but point people to a living relationship with God? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.